We had our annual trunk or treat here at the radio station. Thousands of people showed up. And every year we all dress up every single person on the show. And for the third year in a row, everyone on the show dressed up. Except for one person.
Well, no, I dressed up before.
Oh, well, this is Jason.
It's a new year.
If you're wondering.
Oh, you said third year in a row.
Third year in a row. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, we've all dressed up. Mm-hmm. And one person even was offered a costume and said, nope.
Nope. Two costumes.
I actually reached out to Katie for one of the costumes.
Which is even more confusing why when I said, yes, please wear it, you didn't.
No. Yeah. And it was here at the station, and you just pin it on real quick.
Yeah, or you just put it over your head.
Oh, your head.
That's
even easier.
Mm-hmm. Just put it over your head.
Even easier.
And you didn't.
No. And Katie, she dressed up as grapes.
Grapes. Josie and I both did.
Blew up a bunch of purple balloons. That was funny. It looked good.
75 balloons,
So
you know. Blew them up. Even had a burn on my arm from the air compressor from blowing them all up. But
you had to put it just over your head. The thing that you did look great, though. You and Josie look great.
Thanks. It was fun.
Matt was a mechanic for his son being a transformer, which I thought was clever.
Very clever.
Yeah. As soon as I put the outfit on, he looked at me. He said, Daddy, I'm leaking. So I had to work on him all night. Yeah.
That's great.
So you were working while you were working.
Yeah. I said, thanks, kid.
Yeah.
And then my costume, and don't be mad, but this was my original thought. I was an inflatable big baby, and I was going to write Jason on the bib. But with the recent news, I was like, too soon.
Yeah.
It wasn't about that. It was just kind of like a funny thing. Because I knew we'd have listeners there. And I'm like, Jason Goodman on the thing, big baby. Yeah.
They would know.
But I took one for the team and let everyone call me a big baby.
Well, we just clearly said,
well done.
Art is imitating life.
That's what Kay says. Yes.
You should have put that.
I wouldn't. Her grapes are
I wouldn't have cared. I would not have cared, Jared. You definitely have done that.
No,
that
I
been
thought
funny.
It was too soon.
No, it's not. Well, I swear.
Then I asked Jason when I saw him, he wasn't dressed up. And I go, well, what are you? It's like a separated person. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm separated.
I'm separated. That's it. As a joke.
As a joke.
You think that I'm so upset? I'm not upset.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the ideal situation, but I'm not depressed at all.
Let me tell you who is offended. Every single person on Facebook who saw the picture that you posted, and they're all like, how dare you?
Insensitive.
First of all, he's making fun of a separation. We were like, are you being serious right now?
First of all, it was Jared's idea that gave me the idea. Yes. I was doing the posting, so I said, fine, I'll do it.
Exactly, posting, but it's like...
But second of all, most people weren't offended. It's three of them. I'm looking at them right now.
We read every single one of them this morning, and most of them were, how dare you?
There were a lot of, making fun of the separation, and we're going to pray for his family. What we did in the photo, because we always take a group photo of our costumes, and it was like... Two grapes, a big baby, a Transformers mechanic, and I said, Jason, you stand 4 or 5 feet away from us in the picture and say, and separate it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, because he said
it was Jared's idea. When he said it, I laughed
We
hard.
Laughed.
Yeah,
he, we
Jason laughed. Laughed hard. He was let's do it. And so we did it, and the picture turned out really well.
It was a great picture, especially for nighttime.
And people are like, he looks so sad over there.
It's funny because you say that. The 25 comments, I see three that say that was offended, but... It just stands out. I'm reading them all right now.
Okay. Either way.
And one was like one of your family friends.
Yeah, one of your best friends.
Yeah. I responded back. I'm like, dude, I thought it was funny.
He's like.
You think that of all people that he would know. You're right. It was almost as if people thought we were doing it to hurt your feelings
or
something.
Some people did.
Yeah.
Some people did for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It is basically Matt and everybody else. And Jared said, because I didn't have a costume, so it was going to look funny if we all took the picture together, and you were like, go get the charcuterie board. But I didn't want to do that because you wore the charcuterie board and last year. So I'm like, it looks so lame if I'm sitting there with a charcuterie board on and everybody else had a costume. Like, why is Jason wearing Katie's costume from last year?
Oh.
So I was just like, no, I wasn't going to get in the picture. He's like, no, no, no. I was just making the joke that I was separated. He's like, well, you know what you should do is you stand over there and take a picture of all of us. So I'm like, okay.
It was funny.
We all had a laugh.
If you want to, you're like, yes, do it. And it does look funny, though, because you're like 4 or 5 feet away. This is a ridiculous photo.
Standing there.
You're like, he looks so sad.
So sad.
I did. I try to put out, go with it, but I should have.
Yeah. I also like how Jason gives women a hard time for not wanting to wear the same outfit.
I was thinking that same thing.
In all the pictures. And then here's Jason. I can't be seen in what Katie wore last year. I can't be seen in that.
No one will remember.
I'll get comments.
I am getting a costume, but at the time, I should have been more prepared.
I just came into
Myrtle Beach from Myrtle Beach for something. Mm-hmm. But most people are like, oh my gosh, he must be dead if he's not on the air. That's what I was getting.
The number of phone calls we got because Jason was out of town for business.
Yes.
Is he okay?
Did he take the day off after announcing the separation?
Is everything okay with Jason? I'm like, he's just working.
He's working.
Oh, and then I got back.
I was worried he wasn't doing okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I got a lot of appreciation.
But I was like, no. And I got back at 3. I was on the air in the afternoon, but I guess people just thought that I was like,
because we were saying during the morning show, like, Jason's not here today.
Here and there.
Yeah. We say we don't know if he's dead, so that might have led people to think that way.
Maybe in hindsight.
Yeah. In hindsight, we shouldn't have mentioned. But no,
I'd
be dead.
First of all, you don't have to feel bad for me. I was in on the joke. Jared told me I laughed out loud, hard. It was funny. And some people will say, like, you don't make light of the situation, but I am. Laughter helps me.
Yeah.
And just being more positive helps me. And honestly, it's like if a little humor. That makes me feel so much better. Humor makes me feel better. When I can laugh at myself, it makes me feel better. I'm not laughing at you if you're separated. I'm not laughing at you if you're going through a divorce. But in this particular case, I thought it was, it made me feel better. It's like, yeah, that is funny. I just try to, ironically, I do look for the worst possible scenario and anything better helps. I just, at this situation, and the funny, when Jared came up with the suggestion, I'm like, that's funny. It makes me...
And you're allowed, Jason, to cope however you want to cope. Yeah. You don't have to answer to anybody else.
Everyone's a separation or divorce process is different. Some it's like a shock, like, oh my gosh, or it's, you know, the others they've known for a while, this is probably happening. Mm-hmm. Everyone's at a different place.
And to be clear, a lot of people came up during the event, like, oh, what are you doing? How are you doing? And I don't mean to be insensitive, and I'm not. And the amount of people that have reached out is incredible, and I feel like so. It makes me feel like, okay, humans are a lot better than I thought because they are asking how I'm doing. And that is so wonderful.
They care, yeah.
Yes. And I don't want to come across as like, I'm fine, everything's great. No, it's not a great situation, but I truly am. Went through this 13 years ago. I've been mentally prepared for this. I don't know why. I have been. I have been mentally prepared. This has been going on different rooms for months. I am prepared. So I am in a good place. Not ideal, not that you want, but that's life. Not everything is how you want. But I'm in a good place, but the amount of people that reached out, I am so grateful and thank you for. And there's friends that I haven't talked to in a long time that reached out and, hey, let's go, you know, let's go grab a beer together or let's go play pickleball. I'm like, thank you. Yes, it's wonderful. So I appreciate anybody and everybody that reached out, but I don't want anybody to feel bad or down for me. I really don't. Be happy, eat your life. So.